The men standing before Ashley looked comically similar in their matching blue snow bibs and apprehensive expressions.
"You mean we'll have to pull ourselves up on that rope?"
Clay rubbed a gloved hand over his whiskered chin, staring up the bunny slope like it was Mount Everest Ashley wanted them to summit rather than a 100-foot-high beginner hill.
"No," she said. "The rope pulls you up. All you have to do is hold on and not fall down."
"That's slick, not possible," Sam said, wide-eyed.
Bumping his shoulder against Sam's, Kevin encouraged,
"It's easier than it looks, trust me."
Finally arriving onto the scene, Matthew cleared his throat, the sound jerking all the guys to attention. He had a way with them, Ashley had to admit. They listened to him, respected him. All he had to do was raise a brow or clear his throat like he just did, and they all fell right into line. Ashley, on the other hand, was still so embarrassed about racing away from his cabin last night she could barely look at him. How long would it take? How many years away from Chuck would have to pass before she regained a single ounce of the self-confidence he'd stolen from her? Obviously not nervous or embarrassed or lacking any self-confidence at all, Matthew grinned, looking almost rudely comfortable in jeans and a puffy vest over a dark gray sweater. At least he wore sunglasses. It was easier to look his way when his sparkling blue magnet eyes weren't looking right back.
"Easy," he asked. "Is that right, Kev? Well, hotshot, maybe you should show everyone how it's done."
His ribbing diffused some tension, even Sam's shoulders relaxing a fraction. But Ashley squinted down at him because Matthew wasn't on skis. He'd refused to even try on a pair, yet he had the nerve to give these guys a hard time.
"Maybe you should lead by example," she said,
her steady tone coming as, quite frankly, a bit of a shock. A chorus of oohs sounded from the men, one sick burn. And then Clay made everyone laugh when he said,
"Yeah, Madigan. Did you forget your skis in your crib?"
Sucking on a tooth, Matthew raised his sunglasses up to nestle in his hair. And there they were, magnet eyes.
"I don't ski."
Kevin made a massive fart noise.
"Interesting."
Ashley turned back to the men. "Please raise your hand if you also don't ski." 5 of the men raised their hands.
"And yet here you are, in your gear, willing to learn."
Peering back down at Matthew, she arched an accusatory brow.
"I think you've made your point, Ashley," he said over the men's snickering.
While he stared at her with an expression that was somehow indignant and amused at the same time, he snapped open the camping chair he'd brought with him, settled it onto the snow, and took a seat.
"But as much as I'd love to join you, I am here in a purely supervisory capacity."